Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe 2 million. Maybe. Doubt. Don't Let Me Go. Talk about Jacob wrestling with the angel. I'd be your angel today, and life is the Jacob. It is the trickster. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whenever you find this. This is 5:46 p.m. Central Standard Time, October the 25th, 2020. Happy Born Day, Michael. I love you, boo, boo. Love you, love you, love you. Appreciate you. This is a surprise virtual birthday party, and typical of color folks. He on color folks time. Even being incarcerated, he is at the correctional facility of South Central Missouri. But this is not so much so about that. When he does call in, it's going to be a surprise to both of us. But I really felt like it was coming soon. So I said, let me get my buns online. By the way, let me just give a shout out, credit. Thank you, Isaac Hayes. Celebrating him. Don't Let Go by Polydor Records, 1979. That song for months kept me sane. Pre-2020, okay? So, you think you're depressed? Well, let's overcome it together. Frustrated? Let's talk about it. It is time, good people, for some radical behavior changes, and no better time to do it than in the thick of things, okay? As we together celebrate the life and times of Just Us for Coop. I'm going to spell that out, Just Us for Coop. Coop spelled C-O-U-P-E. I ask that you review your life pre this broadcast. Once we get him on the line and, you know, I get to play surprise, I am not one big for surprises, but seems like the universe insists. So there we go. I was surprised that I had to do this today. I thought his birthday was tomorrow for a while. And then, you know, this is how the universe works. But anyway, I'm going to have some anecdotes, some tips, and some live stories. And I would love for you to call in if you actually catch this radio show. I'll be doing it. That's the thing about it. I was going to let this be the kickoff, the debut. I've done maybe 3 or 4 shows before this. But this was going to be my debut to stay online with you all and to walk through. Because if I ask that you forward, subscribe, like, share, I want to be here for you. And so I am here for you. Okay. And then I'm going to go to the islands and I'm going to be there for you. All right. And for those who are willing to come out of their situations, I'll be there for you as well with my prayers, my tips, tricks, anecdotes, speeches, lectures, whiteboard, blackboards, you name it. Okay. So let's just jump right in. We're here to tune in, tone up, as we develop productive speech and healthy habits of adulting whilst we still play the childlike game of life. But we're going to play it our way. And so that's the beauty. That's the God spell. That's the good news, is that everything that you've always wanted can be found in a book. We win. We already won. And we have to speak that into the now. We have to act like it. We have to make it so. And so co-host is my cellmate, my solar flame, Michael A. He is facing for fair treatment in an inhumane environment. It is not to exploit him, but it is to expose you all, my listeners, my audience, to the systems which sit under our noses. And you wouldn't have a reason to know unless you knew someone that was incarcerated. And so I do. And we remet 6 months ago. Happy anniversary. And there is a 15-minute blurb on my Go Ask Val blog talk radio show. If you have not heard it yet, it's out there. I just made it as I pace myself waiting for his phone call. And if he doesn't call in the next 38 minutes, guess what? That's the beauty. That's the beauty. We'll call back. We'll have another show. That's labor, delivery. That's due dates in case the Lord delay her coming. Stand fast. Be unmovable. When you're expecting, you're expecting. You nest. You anticipate. You do everything that you can pre-baby, because once baby comes, that's the end of your nap time. Okay? Okay. So, I wish that baby come on. Yeah, you say that now. But anyway, that's the dichotomy of expectations, and that whether that's being physically pregnant, whether that's marriage, whether that's a new job, there's always something that you have time to do to make yourself a little bit more ready. And if you believe, yes, I've done everything. No, really, I have done it all. And that time does come. Well, then you rest. That's a part of it. You do nothing. Doing something, part of doing something is also nothing. Nothing is a part of doing something. Because as you live and breathe and have your being, that is very powerful. Things are changing. People are working on your behalf. Angels are dispatched. Synchronicities are there for your advantage. So I'm just here to expose you to what's happening behind the scenes and in front of the scenes and on the side of the scenes as I speak well in life and to you. So 37 minutes left. I will be keeping an eye on that. But if there's a celebration and there is music, let's see what's coming up next. Oh, one of my faves. This is going to pretty much play my playlist, and I'll keep it in the background so I can talk to you. I've got some great experiences for you. You know, it's like waiting on the party person. What do you call that? The man of honor, the birthday boy, birthday man, birthday guy. And then when they finally come, you get back in position. You know, surprise! You like when they come through the back door, somebody's not watching, everybody's gotten distracted, and then all of a sudden he walks in or she walks in and you're like, oh, we didn't do that right. So, yeah, that's life. That's life. You know, people were expecting to graduate in a certain way. They were expecting to go across the stage. They wanted their birthday party, their wedding a certain way. And you had to be creative. And so sometimes it takes more and more creativity and more challenging your situation is, the more creative you have to be. So since I wanted to be a DJ as well, VJ to DJ, and I actually was the talent, we're going to listen to a little bit of James, Living It Up, Friday Night Disco Version by Slade, 5,000. This is where music was on vinyl. Y'all hear that? What is that? Somebody guess. What kind of machine is that? What kind of music instrument is that? What do you hear? Pew! What was that? What was that? Pew! Let me turn it up for you. I'm going to turn it up for you. This is good music. This is roller skating music. I hope this is okay to play. I ain't going to play the whole thing. Actually, it's 5:55 p.m. YouTube, actually. Nobody's boogie. Slaving away. I'm late again, niggas. That right there. Minutes two. We are down to 34. So glad it's Sunday. Friday somewhere. Y'all ain't heard good music like that. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all out there bobbing your head. Go find that on YouTube. All right, I just wanted to give you a little peek. I'm going to be celebrating it today. I'm going to be celebrating it tomorrow. So if you tune into this and it's not October the 25th, worry not. Worry not. I'm going to be live on my YouTube channel. I'm going to be live on TikTok, you name it. This is my coming out party. I went to the African Palace yesterday, and there were two birthdays. And the universe just reminded me that every day is a born day. Every day you lay down and get back up again, you are that much wiser. That much wiser. And it's up to you to speak well. It's up to you to choose healthy choices and healthy for you. I love fun. No way to fake it. It's a human response to want to be sovereign. And we lose that more and more as we make decisions that aren't in alignment with our belief systems. So we have to create a new belief for ourselves, a new paradigm, a new framework. And my life being as challenging as it has been, you know, wow. I've been living it, but it ain't been up. And now it's time to live it up. At last. Do an Etta James on them. At last. Okay? So I'm going to be asking you all to support me as I take a leadership role, as I take a spearhead role to continue to dismantle these false systems, these old paradigms, to end the age of Pisces and truly usher in with love and excitement the age of Aquarius, pouring out the spirit of the living God upon all flesh, all fish. We are the fishies in the oceans of life. And I know there are more leaders and fishermen out there who are going to do greater works. We're already doing it. That's what YouTube is. That's what Instagram is. That's what Twitter and Tumblr and all these other things are. We're doing massive action, massive work for our beliefs, our financial beliefs, our health beliefs, and everyone is the star of their own show, their own destiny. So taking the helm, taking the wheel, you won't have to pass it over to Jesus. Jesus keep passing it over to you. Just read the manual before you jump behind the seat, before you jump behind the wheel. Why are you late to work every day? Is your subconscious trying to tell you that they don't like this job? Your body doesn't like the job. If you're not jumping out of bed every morning, if your eyes don't pop up, even if you're tired, if you're not saying, oh my God, I get to go to work. Living it up. It's another 5:55. I have another clock in here, and I just have to acknowledge. I love to acknowledge the synchronicities. I love it. I love it. I was waiting. I didn't even know I was waiting on that. That's my hydrate button. 6 o'clock straight up. Always on a Sunday. Every day is Sunday in my life now. I decree it and I declare it. Some kind of voodoo. Are you going through a groundhog day? Well, life decided that you were going to have to get shook up. So the stirring of your gifts is what's got us here today. You're looking, you're thirsty, you're hungry for a voice, data, a piece of information, a word that will resonate with you. And I promise you, boo-boo, earlier today I got me one. I got one. The guy said, the speaker, the oracle, he said, you win. You already won. And I kept hearing, when you lose, you win. Sometimes when you lose, you win. Well, you always win. You always have the right. You always have the power to speak. I'm living it up. I'm giving it to God. I'm giving it to higher source. I'm giving it to higher self. Whatever you ascribe as your vernacular, it is the spirit and the power behind it that makes it so. The intent beyond the words that is used to create your reality. Something new is just intensified, as we can see. So I've got a lot of gifts and trinkets to give you. Let me just tell you, let me give you a bird's eye view of what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at open, cut, sliced, very sweet pineapple. Still got the crown on. I've got a blend of teas that are good for, there he is. It's 28 minutes. George Clint, he came on with the Atomic Dog. I'm going to let you listen to him in just a minute. And good, we got 28 minutes. So, again, he'll only have 15 minutes at a time. Here we go. Happy birthday. Watch, here we go. Happy birthday. Surprise! I said surprise. And then I was kind of saying happy birthday. Thank you. It's a lot of people in my virtual audience. Yeah. We're live, babe. Say hi. Yeah, no, we're live tomorrow. No, we're live tomorrow. you called when the Atomic Dog came on. Interesting. I was just letting life play out, and I was telling my audience that you would be calling, so you're late for your prize, your Audible dinner thingy celebration that I'm having for you.
I was just thinking it was gonna be a family vacation.
Not exactly. Did I tell you about that?
Okay. No,
but a party is a party. You hear me. Actually, it's funny because there was a skate party that I was invited to the other night. And I didn't tell you that. I didn't think I did, but I was just confirming. I didn't tell you that it was an actual skate party. But, yeah, interesting. Well, I'll skate for you.
This call is from a commercial facility.
There's Bethesda. I forgot to tell him about the Bethesda. But,
Isn't
that sweet? That is so sweet of her. A lot of sweetness going on. So how was your day?
My day was peaceful.
Okay. Peaceful's good. Well, it's gonna be the roof. It's gonna be time to blaze it up a little later on. I am committing to you. This is my birthday present to you. Committing to going live every day. So.
Okay.
I don't know who said that. Oh, God. That was that girl just said she was going live every day. I let it come out of my mouth, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise, yeah. Universe. Does me like.
That's moving forward.
That's a beautiful word. Thank you. Beautiful phase. Moving forward. Okay, so. I'm going to bring you up to speed. There is fresh pineapple. There was supposed to be a video. I was going to be videoing as well. And at that point, if it doesn't happen today, then, like I just said, I'll be committing to the rest, to go live. So, but that way, when you're here, you'll be able to see the video version. But for now, pineapple. And there's salmon and cod, and there's plenty of drinks and couple of new items that we can explain. Dragon fruit. There's dragon fruit. There's dragon fruit. Yes.
Heard of it? Never. I don't believe I've had dragon fruit.
Okay. Well, we'll cut it open together and I'll let you taste it. I'll let you taste. I'll tell you what's going on with it. As I'm gonna do with this, I didn't warn them also that I'm very audible, so I will be smacking and juicing and tasting, and then my settings will change to restrict it. That'll be a nighttime party. Yes, I do. And they have allowed me to be a lot more audible. So thank you for doing that. Appreciating my audibles. Let me see what happened earlier. Anything you want to say while I'm just smacking on pineapple?
Are they talking back to you?
No one is talking to me right now because I did not invite anybody, but I do plan on doing that with, I plan on calling Keisha. So again, it'll be a surprise because I got surprised too. Because Verse was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, this sucks. You know, I'm creative. There's no reason why I can't do something. He says, surprise me. I don't like surprises. I kept saying it, but I'm like, okay, I can figure this out. And so about 3 hours ago, Verse was like, go live. I'm like, no. It's like, yeah, you know, if you're going to live life, you know, the right way, you got to be instant in and out of season. So I popped on it and, here we are, you know, it kept changing and morphing and nothing but the dog in me. I had to take.
What have we been talking about?
We've been talking about you, talking about you behind your back. No, because if you had to call at 5, you would have heard the whole thing. See how that works. And I told Amy, she was like, is he punctual? I forgot the word she used, but it was something along the lines of punctual. And I said, yeah, he usually is. I said, but I do give him, you know, a little bit of grace, but I'm going to stop doing that. You know, it's not my fault. I don't care what they said. You know, be creative with the verse.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
What she said.
So for the information of the virtual audience, I am calling later because I decided to go see what was in the garbage haul. And
yes.
Because they had cabbage and I need my vegetables.
Yes.
So I went to the garbage haul and they had cabbage, even though they were a little cooler than I was expecting.
Just a little.
The cornbread was a little harder than I was expecting. I managed to
get it down. Well, that was your birthday cake, dry cornbread and cabbage, but that's why I'm here on the other side, and that's why I have it live, because I want people to know, you know, what's on the other side, what's on the inside. And what I talked about earlier, let's see if I can read this. So you think you're depressed. Let's overcome together. Frustrated, let's talk about it. It's time to have radical behavior change. No better time than in the thick of things. And blah, 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 and it goes on. But it ends with we win. And for me, all that I've gone through, all that you've gone through has brought me closer to my faith, my belief systems, and changing them radically on a daily basis. And that's not always fun, but it is productive. and it is about growth. And I was just listening to Tim Bilyeu, and I have his second, third video in my inbox. I hope this, well, I know it is this morning, but talking about a growth mindset. And so versus a fixed mindset, and just through his free videos, audios, he has already shared a wealth of information to people that are older, our generation, 1969ers, who feel like, you know, it's kind of late in the game to be changing things up. And so it's never too late. And I think that's what the challenges of 2020 has really been about, is radically changing our minds and shifting us to a place to take total responsibility. And so for me, you are the perfect example of someone who has persevered and challenged the status quo in a scenario that most people would find unthinkable. And so that's what has attracted me more than anything, is if you can do it with the attitude that you have had. And happy anniversary to 6 months. You know, if you were going to crack, you would have. You know, a person can fake the funk for a long time, but not two seasons of life. You cannot. So, and I'm pretty perceptive. And so I admire your rock solid attitude and belief systems. And just wanted to say thank you for that, because they have brought me through at times that, you know, I'm tough, I'm strong, I'm all that. But I think this year would have probably taken me all the way under, just because I felt like I'd already gone through this already, my own personal Armageddon, you know. So thank you for that. And go ahead, talk to me.
Well, I just want to say, I know I hear you always speak about fighting, and one of the things that I was writing last night about, I don't choose to fight with you. I'm on a either fight beside you, or I'm fighting for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where the continuous rope comes, because this is something that
this call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
I believe in, and I believe it's worth fighting for.
Thank you. Hear from the pineapple. thank you. So is this a surprise enough for you?
It's very surprising.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Go ahead. That's you probably will too. You probably will see it in the email. And this is trust me, a leap for me. God knows it is a leap for me. And it feels good, because I know while I'm doing it, there's nobody on the other side. But because I'm posting it, and people believe in unity right now, people believe in justice, people believe in transparency. And I kept asking myself, how can I integrate all of this? You know, you are a priority in my life. This radio show is a big part of my destiny. And so the fight was not with you as much as it was, again, a test for both of us, a testament to say, I've just come too far to bend and bow to any kind of compromise that doesn't feel right. And it doesn't feel right if it's contradicting everything that I said. So it takes me back to the drawing board to say, I know it's not about being right or wrong, but it is about asking the question, how can I integrate? So
you have 1 minute left.
Integrating my life and celebrating life is what I do, and it's what I want to do for my audience. And know when they hear this that they're going to have questions. And hopefully I will have answers on the Go Ask Val. You don't know what people be asking these days. But yeah, I'm excited. Go Ask Val. That's the show. So we got a minute left. Feel free. Are you going to call me right back? I got 13 minutes left on this show. And if you didn't call me back, I was like, well, I will just, oh no, I mean, not call back, but if you didn't call, I could just keep making live shows, but you called. So yeah, that's the beauty of it.
Thank you for listening.
Staying alive.
Goodbye.
Staying alive. Okay, so now I'm going to call. So he's gone. I'm going to call Keisha. Because that's what I do. I'm going to tell her. And then I'm gonna tell her to hold on. Hey, how you doing? Play that game. You know. I'm so bad. I like it. Oh, got some music. She ain't gonna answer. She ain't ready.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, love. How are you? Hold on a quick second, love. Hold on. Let's see. I never call her, so this is gonna be funny.
Center.
Yeah, 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 Bethesda.
To accept this free call, press thank you for using security.
Okay.
You may start the conversation now.
You there?
You know that I was not gonna not come.
Of course. Okay. Now. Thank you so much, baby. I know you're my number one. Yeah, you know number one. Yeah, I'm a number one fan. I got some. Would you tell this man what you called him the other day? I know you better get tossed up. I'm live, by the way. Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show. Hey.
Wait a minute. This my niece?
Yes, your niece.
Who else
is
you? Meow. I love you, niece.
I love you, too. Happy birthday.
I didn't know when she said Prince. You know, because we as black people, we got names like
Prince. Right? Right? It ain't nothing to be named Blue. Your Prince. Your precious. But what did you call him, Keisha? What did you call him the other day? You remember?
Well, Uncle Predicate.
Uncle Predicate?
That's
your new nickname is Uncle Predicate. Yes. We'll share a story behind that. But I definitely wanted to make sure I put her on the spot just like I did Coop, but just like the universe did me. So I'm just letting the black and white roll down the hill. Anything you want to word. Well, we are 9 minutes and 39 seconds left on this particular live show. And after this, again, because I can go live 24/7, I told him I'm committing to going live every day. So if...
Awesome.
If for some, thank you. If I am not live when he calls me, then I'll go live when he calls me. So that's being instant in and out of season. You got to be ready at all times. Anything you want to share with him?
I just want to let you know that
I really love you, like, seriously. Like, you're my uncle, and nothing could ever change that or take that from me. And, again, happy. No problem, you know, Uncle Scorpio. And, can't wait till you come home soon. I'm going to just throw that out there.
You hear me?
In the universe.
Yesterday. Yesterday.
And, I know. Trust me. I know
the right. You see.
But, yeah, I just. I just
want to
let you know that I love you.
This call is from a correct.
She likes to chime in. She is such a hater. She loves to chime in when somebody's having a moment. That's Bethesda. That's great grandmama Bethesda. We let her come in. You know, keep us sane. Something to laugh at.
There you go. Yeah, you gotta touch his attention.
They used to just call it touched back in our day, right? Like, she was touched. Touched by an angel, by God, what? You know, dementia now? You hear me? So what are you doing, niece? What's going on? Your nails are looking good. I'm putting a shout out for you as well. I do promote businesses. Yeah, she's doing her own nails. You know, she's a personal trainer. She's down there in Florida, Orlando. Yeah, I'm putting her on the map. Ooh, ouch. Ouch. Who's slacking? Isn't that beautiful? Let me just chime in with that other challenge I'm having with you, Third Eye Open Negroes. I can't do nothing. She was busy peeking over here about the whole lunchbox thing. I'm like, I need a lunchbox. I need a divider plate. I'm like, shh. Close your eyeball. So, talk about speaking it. Say that again.
Actually, something, you know, it just moved me. I thought lunchbox, and I was like, my auntie was making lunchboxes, and I vaguely remember that I need a lunchbox. I just didn't know you had happened to have my lunchbox.
I literally had it on the bench, drawing it closer to the sewing machine, and I'm like, maybe I should have put a blanket over it. Maybe she wouldn't have seen it. It's getting that crazy. I'm telling you, we are mirroring like mad. People, I mean, houses. Go ahead.
Make sure, like, you're not working out a whole bunch, a lot, because I'd be over here feeling it too, just FYI.
I told them that, jacking up knees and carrying on. Like, people, when they say they connected, we are connected. I love it. It says that.
Did everybody work out today?
I could work out right now.
Did you work out today?
Nah, she ain't worked out. She the one slacking. I had to stop because she wasn't doing it. You see what I'm saying?
No, that's because I didn't work out either.
That's what it is. Who's the culprit in this? That's what I'm wondering. I love it. Yeah, it's literally been one of those kinds of mirrors lately where you're meeting people and saying things like, oh, my God, you just did this. I just had an in here. It's happening more rapidly, and I want to open up my dialogue chat box to people, you know, about those kind of things because it's happening everywhere, you know, so... That, among everything else, we have 4 minutes and 11 seconds countdown to the end of that 45-minute podcast. And Keisha, he was late to his own surprise birthday party. And I guess because it was a surprise, because I didn't even know.
Wow.
That's how the universe do. That's how the universe does.
Right on time.
Right on time.
Right on time.
I love that. I love it. And that's what I kept hearing too. It was like, okay, it's just like a baby, a pregnancy. And that's what I talked about as well. I said, then they end up coming through the back.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
You know those surprise birthday parties where people end up coming through the back door while everybody finally got tired of waiting, and then it's like, oops. Oh, yeah, surprise. Like, we got tired of waiting. So I love it. I love it. It always works. Right. Baby sleep. Right. Baby sleep. The balloons shriveled up. You hear me? But I love it. And I want to just give a shout out real quick to say to my niece, you have definitely pre-2020 been the rock, the anchor, the everything in my corner, your attitude, your perseverance. And that was one of the things that I mentioned on here. Radical behavior changes, you know, as we're going through 2020 and now into 2021 and reviewing, you know, how did we fare in this test, this pop quiz of life that says, you know, be ready for everything. And when you're not,